We're really excited to have Annie Mack joining us, and Annie brought her husband, Paul O'Sullivan, along as well. Annie's going to be playing along with her five-piece band up at the ACA tomorrow, the Arrowhead Center for the Arts. It starts at 7:30. Annie, I want to thank you for coming, and welcome to the Roadhouse.
Oh, thank you so much for having us here this lovely, gorgeous 4th of July evening. We surely do appreciate it.
So far, so good, huh?
All right.
We like it. That's for sure.
It's beautiful.
I'm looking for a moose sighting, so I'm a little distracted right now. So,
well,
what do you suggest, Buck? There's a number
I've got
of
some
statues.
Trail mix.
Well, all you need is a little bit of luck. And a little drive around through the county.
Yeah, okay.
Let me tell you a little something about Annie. She's has a secret desire to be a taxidermist.
Oh really?
Oh, so she wants a dead moose.
Whenever we're going, you know, any place, and we see a place that's got stuffed animals, she's like, "We gotta go in there."
While you're here, you're gonna have to stop into my store downtown, Buck's Hardware.
Okay.
Because you walk in the door and you'll turn around and look up, and you're going to see what you're looking for.
Huge.
I think that's
really
great.
Yeah. Okay. That's
There's
it.
A moose right above the door.
Really?
Example of taxidermy.
Yes.
Yeah. We can just take our trail mix down there and eat it.
Yes. We had one in the business that started in 1929. The building was I think they stopped the moose hunt for a while, and it was one of the last moose shot in our old building. It burned down in 87. So the moose went away. Huh. And the DNR was helpful enough when they came across a moose that had been, hunters had shot two moose by accident instead of one.
Oh, goodness.
They brought us the head.
Wow.
So now I have a new one up there.
That's that one.
Isn't that great?
That's how you know you're in good, when you get...
when the DNR gives you something
carcass.
Like that.
You don't get the body, you get the head.
When they give you contraband.
Yeah. Well, I guess we're here to talk more about Annie
instead
and her
moose.
Music
yeah.
than
oh,
the moose.
Sorry.
We're
I
happy.
Distracted.
No, we're happy to cover all bases, because this is the, you know, in Minnesota, this is moose country.
Exactly.
That's what
there's been a lot of postings of photos of moose that folks have cited recently, so they're around.
I saw one 3 weeks ago, a yearling moose, when I was out biking on gravel roads. So they're out there.
So they just kind of hang out, like they have their own lodge, the moose lodge, and they go for happy hour. And
you're onto it.
Oh, okay, I'm understanding.
Give us directions to the moose.
Yeah. Well, you have an album out now.
Yes.
When did that get released?
September of 2013. This might be your phone call.
Could be our phone call. A little too late.
We're too late for that.
So. Okay.
Reschedule.
September. So September of last year. Is that right?
Yeah. September of 2013.
Yeah.
Which is really that long ago. So.
And you had just a great band on that. I was listening to some of that.
Yeah, my guys are absolutely amazing. I mean, I always say that, you know, without the music, it's just as important, if not more so, than the lyrics. And I'm blessed to work with really great men who just have a lot of integrity, and they're good guys, you know, outside from the music. And so it makes it really easy to work with them and to be creative. And of course, it's an honor to work with my husband. Mm-hmm. And his production on this album was amazing. He had vision and definitely an idea which you know way that he wanted to go. So we all were in agreement about that. And Paul O'Sullivan, he produced. It's a self-produced album that's gotten great nominations and just a lot of support and recognition from the blues community, and as well as outside of that. So.
And he has a website that I'm looking at right now. So if you folks listening back home on your radio, if you want to pull up the website, it's anniemacblues.com, and you'll see a picture of Annie and her musician friends.
Yeah. So how long have you been playing music commercially, Annie?
For about the past 2 years.
Okay.
And then prior to that, you know, I've just been kind of finding my way and finding my voice, so to speak. So the past 2 years has been commercially, professionally, you know, and it's been really great. It's been a really fun journey, so I'm very thankful.
Did you sing in choir? Did you sing
No, I came into music very, very late. So it's pretty amazing to me, the opportunities that we've had in such a short amount of time and mm-hmm. what we've been able to accomplish.
So. Yeah, yeah, that is a pretty
Although,
amazing
thing. Your background, you really attribute to your mother, who was a very dedicated, you know, just fan of music and a huge record collection, and Annie would listen to those.
So music lover before anything, music lover, and you know, I really believe music is a spiritual, you know, experience. And so for me, music has always spoken to me, and it's always kind of ministered to me, you know, all through my life. So I've always had a passion for it.
Have you had some training as far as vocalizing?
No.
Okay, you just
I learned on the job. Learned on the job and
get out there and belt it out.
Get out there, yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah,
we've had a number of musicians on here, and one of them once mentioned one time, and I said, geez, your voice just sounds more full suddenly. And she said, I'm just learning to let go. Just let it out. And maybe that comes more naturally to you, Annie.
It took a while. I think what happened was I think about all the vocalists, first of all. I love musicians, but I think about the vocalists that I really admire who are able to tell a great story and draw you in and just kind of have that. You know, Ella Fitzgerald is a great vocalist. You know, Bobby Blues Bland, you know, Etta James. These people can tell a story and you hear what they're trying to say. So for me, it's really upholding that tradition of I consider myself to be a vocalist. I know how to convey and get across what I want to when I tell a story and you know, those different stylings. So that's something I've really been working on, and hopefully people enjoy that and it comes across.
Yeah.
So
that's a great quality and talent that Annie has. You know, we've all seen performers who are technically phenomenal, but maybe don't have that ability to connect with the audience. And Annie really has that, and you know, it's wonderful to be on stage because she's really in control of the stage. It's wonderful to be on stage with her because, you know, she just is a real professional. And we're all flabbergasted as a band that she had, you know, that she's relatively new to this because it just comes so naturally to her. And
now, do you play in the band as well, Paul?
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, guitar.
Actually, in the band, I play pedal steel guitar.
Okay.
What do the other band members play?
Well, we've got Charlie, he plays guitar, and Tom, he plays guitar, and then we've got Tim on bass, Miles on drums, myself, I play pedal steel guitar, and Annie sings.
Yeah, and it sounded, as we said, we were able to go online to your site and pull up some of the tunes and listen. It just sounds great. Yeah. And I'm kind of anxious to hear you right here in the studio.
Oh, well, okay.
Yeah.
and have we mentioned, I think you probably did, that the ACA concert is tomorrow.
We did, yeah.
Tomorrow night.
Yeah, at 7:30.
Where the full band will be here.
Exactly. So this is just a little taste, appetizer, if you will.
This is the Paul and Annie show.
All right.
What would you like to do?
Let's do Call on Jesus. And feed your soul. You better learn how to pray, yes. And feed your soul. You've been washed by the blood, white as snow. You better learn how to pray, yes. And feed your soul. You through. You better call on Jesus. I said to get you through. Yes. Well, you keep chasing after the world. Yes, you're living for the world. Now you're dying in the world. Ain't nobody else gonna save you. Even a blind man can see you've been living a lie. Even a blind man can see, yes, you've been living a lie. You can't hide from the truth, no matter how hard you try. even a blind man can see. Yes, you've been living a lie. You better call on Jesus to get you through. You better call on Jesus, I said, to get you through.
Wow.
She's got some pipes,
I hear,
huh?
Wow. I think you heard.
Did she break any of the needles over there on the board?
You know, I've decided that we're just going to open the door and turn this thing off. Everybody will hear it. Who needs a radio? Yeah. Right. We got Annie Mack in studio. Yeah. No, you've got a great voice, Annie.
Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
Vanessa, an original. They're all originals on the CD, and that was inspired just kind of, you know, I really, you know, I'm a woman of faith. I may not always, you know, live it the way I should or those things, but, you know, I wrote that song really for myself. I always tell people, you know, don't worry, I'm not talking to you, but if it applies, you know, you do what you gotta do.
However, as Paul said, so, she does talk to the audience, and I felt like she was talking to me. I don't know.
It's time to go to church.
But, you're pretty close right there, aren't you?
I don't sleep that well either. No. So. Whatever that means. No, that's just great. Paul, how long have you been in the music business?
You know, a long time, actually. I probably got started, you know, I went to college down at Lawrence University in Appleton, Wisconsin, and shortly after that, I started at least partially making a living as a musician, and kind of on and off ever since. You know, I've been making a living. Like I say, maybe not a very good living or partial living sometimes, but, well, it's, you know, and I've done whatever I can. I mean, there was a while there when I owned a little music store and everything, so I've always been very dedicated and to the music world and everything, and done whatever I can to try to stay in the music world, as difficult as that can be sometimes, but yes, yeah, so.
And how did you two meet, Annie?
Well, so we shared, you know, where we're from, there's just a great selection of musicians, and we happen to share the same couple of musicians, and, you know, he actually had a country band called Cartoon Rodeo. I know, he's a pedal steel player.
We didn't know each other.
We didn't really know each other, but we knew each other from, you know, being kind of sharks, that we both do our own booking, and we share these two guys that played, you know, in both of our bands, and so I would try to go to book a show with the guys and say, hey, you know, we just got this gig, can we play on it? And they're like, oh, no, I'm playing with a Cartoon Rodeo. And I'm like, well, who the heck is Cartoon Rodeo? You know, and so being in Rochester musically a little bit longer, I kind of, it was like, well, obviously you're going to play with me because the name, you know, I don't know if you really want to play in a band with that name. And,
so I would have the same experience. The guys would come to me, I'd say, well, can you play this night or whatever? Well, no, I'm playing with Annie Mack. And I was thinking, who the heck is this Annie Mack? She's really getting in the way of things. So we were interestingly kind of enemies in a way. We didn't know each other, but... Mm-hmm. And one day I decided, you know what, I'm going to go to one of their shows and check out this Annie Mack and maybe kind of give her some bad looks and intimidate her. So really, that's how we met.
Yeah,
I went
and we
to that
met
show
at,
down at
the Benefit at the at a place in town, formerly the Ron's Place, Macho Nacho. And there was a blues benefit going on, and I was sitting in with the band. And, you know, Paul came up and introduced himself and said, Paul O'Sullivan. At first, I'm like, yeah. And then he's like, you know, Cartoon Rodeo. I'm like, oh, yeah, I know that. Okay, sucker, you know, I know who you are. And then, you know, the rest of the evening, we just kind of spent, you know, having a good time and messing with each other and kind of BSing, and it was a lot of fun. He bought me cheap beer, you know, and it was then he drank it because I'm like, this is,
you know,
cheap.
On a musician budget. Come on, give me a break.
So, and that's how we met, and then, you know, we've been together ever since. So,
yeah.
So what happened to Cartoon Rodeo?
Well, you know, what happened was I went to check Annie out and intimidate her, and I started watching. I'm like, man, this girl's really good. I wonder if she'd hire me. That's kind of what happened at Cartoon Rodeo. I ended up joining Annie's band.
Yeah.
So does that happen very often that musicians bounce around to different bands? Lots.
Oh, yeah. If you want to work. Yeah. You know, if you want to work and...
You bring them in and... Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And we, like I said, we're really blessed. What's cool is the experience that all these guys have has really been such a blessing to me, because I'm not, when it comes to a lot of things, very experienced. I mean, I've learned a lot on the job, you know, so to speak, but they just have, you know, just the playing and the discipline. And so it really shows when we go to perform and making our CD. And so I wouldn't have had it any other way. So it's been really great. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even locally here, a lot of musicians move back and forth from band to band. It's part of the deal, you know. So,
yeah.
Well, it's not an easy, as you mentioned, it's not an easy business to make a living in. It takes it's a grind.
It sure is
in a lot of ways.
Yep.
But here you are playing at the ACA.
Yes, and you know what? And what was so cool is that they reached out to me. Usually, you know, you're.
Hustling.
Hi, it's me again, and so it's been just such a major change in the past few months that, you know, people have really been seeking us out, and they've heard about us, and, you know, you'll have people from, you know, all parts of the country really who are like, you know, just a buzz. And so it's really cool that we're generating that, and it's just good old fashioned, you know, hard work. Each show we knock it down and we give it our all and leave it on the stage, you know. Mm-hmm.
You will enjoy the ACA and the ability to connect with the audience with your music better than you can in almost any other venue. You know, if you're outside or if you're in a bar or something like, you know, this concert hall is fun.
Oh, we're so excited.
You'll enjoy it.
Yeah.
And it's just beautiful here.
I'm looking forward to it.
And you're heading to Thunder Bay afterwards?
Yes.
When does that the Blues Fest start?
I think it actually started
today, maybe.
Today, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Oh. Yeah, I have a feeling it started today.
We play Sunday.
Okay.
Yeah, we play Sunday. So. And
yeah, that'll be a big crowd up there.
Yeah.
Oh, we're excited.
Crowd very well.
Oh, yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that.
Well, we'd like to hear another tune from your new... song you want to play,
like,
of course.
You pick. I pick the first one.
Little Bitty Girl?
Sure. This is a true story. When she was just a little bitty girl, bullet went flying and changed her world. Really didn't have nothing to hold on but hope itself. So mama went on to the jailhouse. Little bitty girl had to figure it out. That's when she knew that she had the little bitty girl blues. I said that's when she knew that she had the little bitty girl blues. Well, she looked to the left and she looked to the right. Kept on moving on the road of life. Didn't take much time to stop and cry. Well, the world was so big and she was so small. Really didn't have nobody else to call. That's when she knew that she had a little bitty girl blues. I said that's when she knew that she had a little bitty girl blues. He said, come on, girl, I can give you the world. Come a little closer, let me polish that pearl. I got a hole in the ground for just us two. Well, our little bitty girl put her head to the side. One quick strike, she cut them down to size. Cut them again, y'all, kept us tail for a prize. And that's when she knew that she had a little bitty girl blues. I said that's when she knew that she had a little bitty girl blues. I said that's when she knew that she had the little bitty girl blues. Oh, she had the blues. Oh, yeah. Talking about the blues.
All right. Annie Mac. Paula Sullivan.
Everybody's got the blues. Even the little itty bitty girl.
Yeah.
What
could get the blues?
How do you define the blues?
Oh, you know, I just was talking about that the other day with a friend. The blues is not, you know, what people think it is. It's really about, you know, just living this life and telling stories about this life. And you don't have to be sad to understand the blues. You don't have to suffer. You don't have to. It's really just being raw and real and expressing and relating and telling that story. For me, you know, I really believe that blues music found me. I believe that it's something that God has given me. Because if I would have had a choice in the matter, I always thought people who did R&B or, you know, funk or even classical, but I really believe God gave me this as a way to tell, you know, my story and to share, and it just seems a fit, you know, honestly. So even vocally, it just really seems a fit. But I'm not limited, you know. That's the cool part about the CD, our Baptizing in Blues album, is that it reflects all different stylings and voicings. So, but the blues is definitely a big foundation.
Are the lyrics all your own, Annie?
Yes. Okay. I did receive help from Paul. Like I said, he produced the album, and from the guys in the band with the music. But for the most part, it is, you know, like my personal stories or just collections of things I've experienced. So, mm-hmm.
How long have you been writing things like that, your little life stories?
Not very long, honestly. Mm. I just decided to, through the years, just kind of write down bits and pieces or things. It was really meant just things I kept in my head, and I knew that my story, it's called Little Bitty Girl Blues. You know, when I was 10 years old, I really, you know, went through a lot, and I'm still here, and it's really just kind of like a declaration, like, look, you know, I'm still here, and God is still who He is, no matter what, and just kind of, you know, that's what it is.
Actually, she's a little modest. She's got a lot more lyrics than she would lead you to believe. Maybe not ones that have, you know, she's formulated into full tunes yet, but I was surprised when, I mean, she showed me a notebook. She's got, like, full of really good lyrics, and that was mm-hmm. one of the things that really impressed yeah. me. I was like, wow, let's start working on some of these and pull these into songs. So,
Do you always write your life stories as lyrics, or do you journal, or I mean?
No, I just needed to write it down sometimes to believe it. Sometimes you need to see it to believe it. And so for me, when I wrote down what exactly I had gone through, it was like, wow, this is, you know, I think you forget sometimes, or it's really, it needs to be a little bit more real. And so, you know, like I said, I really believe that God, you know, gave me that desire. And as a means for healing, that's initially what it was. It was, I was going through a lot, and I just needed to have some healing and freedom, and that's where the album came from. Mm-hmm. And the Baptizing in Blues is kind of a combination of going down to a blues mecca in Memphis and being inspired there, and also it was almost like a second life or like a rebirth to have this music, to be given blues music. And so it serves a dual purpose there.
Yeah. So when you write the lyrics, as far as moving to a song, are you hearing music?
Sometimes there's definitely, like, we have a song called Walking Dead, and it's about an old relationship of being with an alcoholic and just kind of, you know, surviving that. And I knew I wanted to have a haunting quality. I knew I wanted it to be Americana. Like, I had a definite idea, but I don't know how to express that. So what's really great is that Paul and I work really well together, because I'll go to him and I say, I kind of have an idea. And then he knows exactly what I'm talking about, or even how to take it to another level, to mm-hmm. where it's just really, you know, great. So, and that's where I'm not that experienced.
Sure.
And he is, and it works perfect.
Yeah. Well, I love listening to Etta James, and I love listening to Joan mm-hmm. Armatrading.
Oh, you know, yeah,
all those great blues singers, and yeah. I'm really enjoying listening to you.
Oh, thank
so
you.
So maybe we should have another tune. Okay. You got one?
All right.
One more?
One more,
what would
yes.
you like?
Let's see here.
What would you like to do?
Let's do Fool to Believe. This is like a little Motown meets New Orleans groove. And I had to do a love song. You know, I was kind of like, I don't want to do a love song. Everyone does, but I'm like, ah. You got to do a love song. I'm a fool to believe that your love was true. I'm done playing games, cause I always seem to lose. I know you heard me crying from the other room. Yes, I'm a fool to believe that your love was true. Every time I wanna love you, it don't mean a thing. Every time I wanna talk to you, you don't hear what I'm saying. Every time I wanna hold you, you just walk away. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. I'm a fool to believe. My mind's playing tricks. I know it ain't true. I just want it so badly, baby, for you to love me too. I got my bags all packed, waiting by the door. I'm all broke up inside, you don't want me anymore. Every time I try to right all of the wrongs, you say it's no use, baby, our love is gone. Every time I try to reach out, you just walk away. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. I'm a fool to believe. Yeah. Well, I went to the doctor to get some medicine. He said, girl, you ain't sick. No, you just need a good man. I said, well, my heart is breaking. I feel so alone. All my love was taken. To believe that your love was true. I'm done playing games, cause I always seem to lose. I know you heard me crying from the other room. Yes, I'm a fool to believe that your love was true. Every time I wanna love you, it don't mean. You don't hear what I'm saying. Every time I wanna hold you, you just walk away. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. I'm a fool to believe. Yeah. Oh, I'm a fool to believe.
Wow. That was good.
We've had a lot of musicians in here. We've never had a voice that fills the room like this one does.
Yeah, about that.
And that song had such a natural rhythm to it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it just makes you want to go.
You gotta see what the pedals steal. You know, we're kind of rebels that way. So.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really cool.
Did you develop that tune then, Paul, or did
you? Yeah, you know, that is one there. You mean that tune specifically? That is one that Annie sort of had an idea for a hook in mind, and so she had a basic, melody part, and then we fleshed it out from there.
Yeah,
and she had these lyrics, and at least the start of kind of a melody. And we fleshed it out from there, and I helped her to flesh that out, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they certainly fit. You know, the lyrics and the song.
And he actually helped a lot. You know, with the lyrics and everything like that. I can figure it out.
Such a big voice. Do you have to Are you finding that you have to take care of that voice?
I am. It's funny you should say that because I didn't keep up with my water. I've been kind of, I just had a baby 2 months ago.
Oh, really?
So, yeah.
Congratulations.
I just had a little guy. He's really cute. Wow. And so, yeah, I am finding that. It is a little bit when you go to different places and, you know, you could probably hear a little bit. Like, I have allergies too. But you do. You got to take care of it and you have to rest and you have to. So I've been finding ways to do that, being that I'm not able to get the rest that I'm used to. So it's like, oh, you know. A big thing is after you have a show, we play really awesome one-hour sets, or we can play a four-hour long evening, or do double shows in a day. So it's just really not talking a lot, just staying away from the caffeine. I love caffeine.
Oh, sure.
And drinking a lot of water. So.
Yeah. You're learning a lot about
what you can and can't do. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what I'm not willing to sacrifice either. So yeah. there's people that retain their voices that I really look up to, and they don't do crazy things to their voice. It comes very naturally. And for me, I want to retain that natural quality and power, and I don't want to go hard, you know, and crazy for 2 years and then not be able to sing, you know, 10 years down the line. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
Yeah, so the baby is how old now?
He is 2 months.
Okay.
As of July 2nd. And uh-huh. He's just a little cutie. Is that today? I don't even know. I don't even know what day
July.
It is.
It's
the 4th of July. Okay. Yeah. I was, oh man, that's great. See, I need sleep. But he's just a little guy, and he's with his grandparents right now.
Okay.
And he's so sweet. He's very cute. His name is Desmond Jericho.
Yeah. You're going to have a hard time writing a blues song about a sweet little two-month-old.
Well,
yeah, a little Desmond Jericho.
Yeah, they're not too gritty at that age, are they?
No.
Pretty sweet.
Well, it could be a rockabye song.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Do you sing him to sleep?
No, I don't want to scare
I've seen
him.
You sing
I sing a little bit,
baby.
But no, I put on like... I really like Paul McCartney, Great Day.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of my favorite songs, and so I play that for him, and he really loves it. And it's cool is for band practice, he was there for all our rehearsals. So, you know, it's kind of neat. He does like music. It does calm him. So,
yeah.
It could be tough for you to go on the road.
Mm-hmm. That's
it
right.
Will
yeah.
Be, yeah.
For any length of time.
Yeah.
I know. We definitely are understanding what works for us. You know, I don't think we're road dogs meant to be out there, you know, 365 dates. But like I said, God just presents us with these really cool opportunities. And so I have to trust that those things will be taken care of as well, you know. So, you know, I'm just going to keep.
Sounds like.
We're lucky we have pretty good support from family.
Well, I was gonna say, you have grandparents.
Yeah, the blues community is awesome as well. You know, when we do local gigs and they're just an hour or two, I mean, we know people that will come to our shows to support us who are also like, hey, you know, we can watch the little guy while you're performing. I mean, it's really just such an amazing thing. And I'm so thankful for those people that understand. So.
Mm-hmm. Where are you? What's your schedule look like after you're leaving here in Thunder Bay?
And Thunder Bay, and then let's see what else we have. We have
the Hambone Music Festival. That's a great festival. Another great Minnesota. It's down in Rochester, Minnesota, and they get international recording, regional. It's really great. And so we get to be a part of that. And Lynn and Dean put that festival. It's the Hambone Music Festival. And, you know, I remember starting there as a rookie. And so now I get to go back and kind of, you know, strut my stuff a little bit. So and just to say thank you, you know. That's July 11th and 12th. And it's going to be a great time. You can go to hambonemusicfestival.com or hambonblues.com. You can find it if you Google.
Great.
That's a weird word.
Google. It is a weird word.
I never know what to think about it. So.
Funny how those computer words just become part of life. Yeah. And I think Dick mentioned earlier that you have a website that people can go to.
Oh, yeah. It's AnnieMacBlues.com. And we do stay on top of the website. You can email us. And then our Facebook, too. We really love the Facebook. I've been trying to post to the Facebook, and I don't know your guys' password. And all that good stuff. So, check us out on Annie Mac Music for our Facebook, or just Annie Mac. That's my personal page, too.
Yeah, they don't allow me to post anything.
No, they're
like, too smart.
You're kind of a renegade, probably.
Stay away from our Facebook. But we'd love to have you on there, that's for sure.
Great.
And you also, of course, can listen to this interview and your music, because we archive it all. Okay, oh, so next week, great, sometime, if you wanted to look back, of course, it's all there.
Excellent.
If by Tuesday.
Now, will we
or
see
so
you at the show tomorrow? I surely,
yeah,
hope so.
Yep. Saturday,
great,
night,
wonderful, wonderful,
7:30 ACA.
Yep. Special
place
thanks to,
go to
the North Shore, you know, Music Association, and to you guys. We really appreciate you know, coming, yeah, here to play. So
absolutely.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, the hospitality has been fantastic.
Yeah.
So, really.
Yeah, the Music Association is a huge asset for, mm-hmm, us up here.
Great names, too. Some really
here
cool. You get Chastity Brown, mm-hmm, and Flores. She's Rosie Flores. She's one of my personal favorites. Mm-hmm. She's great. And so, mm-hmm, we feel very honored to be on the same, mm-hmm, to, you know, play at the same venue. So
yeah, let's see who
Chastity has been in the studio, oh, mm-hmm, gosh, at least 10,
really?
12 times.
She's
who I was talking about.
Yeah, she's been doing great. You know, I'm just really, she's one of the people I just love out of the Minneapolis scene. So
I also thought I noticed, is it Bill Emerson on the builder? He's a banjo player gonna be coming,
probably,
or?
Could be, yeah, I didn't look myself to tell you the truth. Yeah, when I mentioned that he's somebody fantastic was in studio and their voice sounded fuller,
mm-hmm,
that was Chastity,
mm-hmm,
because
mm-hmm,
she was just learning to let go, and mm-hmm, boy,
she's
dynamite,
come. Yeah, it's mm-hmm, pretty awesome,
and she played at the ACA,
mm-hmm, uh-huh,
as
yep,
well,
yeah,
too,
so
cool,
we're good company, we're
that's
good company
for sure. Yeah.
Yeah.
Boy, it'd be great to have you guys all together.
Oh, yeah.
Wouldn't
yeah
that be something?
It would be wonderful. You know, it's always an honor to work with people that you respect and you sure learn from as well. So
yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we're not going to wear your voice out tonight. But boy, it's been,
thank you.
It's been great to have you here, both
thank
of you.
Thank you.